Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
I told you to tighten your belt. We're back, all three of us, with our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter, those of you from WTJS 93.1 FM, Jackson, Tennessee, do not know that Cal Hunter is a three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. And I just would like to let you know that if you in Tennessee, Jackson, Tennessee, could please help Cal Hunter win something, we would really appreciate it. We don't care what it is.
I won Loser of the Year Award. That was pretty good.
What did you win?
I won the Loser of the Year Award.
Loser of the Year? Okay. No. Did your wife give that to you or someone else?
Pretty much, yeah. Every anniversary.
The grandkids are all in it. The kids. Grandpa, Loser of the
Year. Big ceremony.
They feed you like a rotten chicken or something.
Yes, exactly. Salmonella. Something with salmonella.
If you want to still hang out with us, 855 Law Radio. Again, 855-529-7234. We have a lot of fun here.
I just read today that apple seeds are poisonous, but they once they go through digestion, they can turn to arsenic in the digestive tract.
Oh, yeah.
But they said but it would take like 200 apple seeds to have an effect on a human being. Cal's with it. What do we have tonight? Apple seed pie. We've done it up here.
Only the best for
by
you,
by the way, you know what? I did get a note from one of our owners of one of the stations that we're on that we always say we are 9 to noon live Pacific time. But I guess Central time, or Central, or is it Eastern?
Eastern.
Eastern, but Eastern, no, say, what would it be, noon?
It's noon to 3 Eastern time, right.
Eastern, yeah. And 11 to, no, and
yeah, 11.
11 to
2
would be Central time.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So those of you, remember, it's not just 9 to 12, it's...
But with the smartest listeners in radio, we know Radio Law Talk people can calculate their own time zone.
Well, I'm helping.
Well, they just need to use their world clock on their phone.
All I got to say is we're live, 9 to noon, 10 to 1, or let's see, what else, 11 to...
Noon to 3.
Noon to 3.
I remember when I was a booth announcer for a television station, we always had to say 11 to noon, 8 to 2. We always had to adjust the time, and I thought, stop that. Come on, man. People are not stupid. They can figure it out.
Well, we're not smart enough to figure that out. That's the problem.
You know what would be really confusing if we did it military time?
Oh.
See, that's confusing.
Okay. Well, join us wherever. Just listen to us. We are on all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Just type in Radio Law Talk. You can search Radio Law Talk, and we're everywhere. I mean, we pop up on the Internet, everything. So we're going to do a case or no case this hour. We're also going to do what happened. We're going to go over the lawsuits about COVID-19 tests. What happens if you're a college student and you, quote, break the rules and you get kicked out of school? I did not know that some colleges, not a lot, because I know a lot of college students, that if you break the, quote, rules of COVID-19, they can kick you out of school. And there is lawsuits about that going on right now, and we're going to discuss that and the legalities of it. That's kind of interesting. Let me tell you, they'd be kicking out every college student in the world because college students, I'm telling you, there are some that are following it, don't get me wrong, but, oh, my gosh, you know there are parties going on, things happening at college without masks and not social distancing.
There was even a high school prom, non-mask prom in Missouri just this last weekend. That was like a big deal. They're trying to kick everybody out of the high school.
Didn't Governor Newsom apologize because he got together with a bunch of people?
A birthday party.
Yeah, birthday party, and yet he's going to shut us all down. That's kind of interesting. What happens? Okay, we have Astros lawsuit, the ghost ship fire lawsuit. What is that? We're going to tell you about that. San Francisco Giants Stadium is being sued. We're going to talk about Avenatti. And there's a lot more we're going to do, including our favorite thing at all times is case or no case Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right. Here we go. 50 years ago, something really weird happened, the after effects of which still echo in the great state of Oregon history. Yes, November 12, 1970, Oregon ABC television affiliate KATU decided to send a reporter to an unusual event. A big whale had beached, and the state decided to blow the whale to smithereens with bits so small that all the blubber would decompose and go back into the sea or get eaten by animals or what have you, using TNT. A lot of TNT. So much that the video of the entire beach splattered with different whale parts have become iconic. You can see it on YouTube. The whale carcass had washed ashore in Florence, 60 miles west of Eugene, and the nearest beach town. Authorities decided to get the TNT to blow up the carcass, and the expert, Paul Thornton, was a highway engineer. He made a plan to vaporize the whale. He used more TNT than they used to blast George Washington's face on Mount Rushmore.
Sorry.
So a reporter was sent there. He's standing next to the carcass when...
Next to the carcass?
Yeah. When, boom, whale burger or whale vapor. Paul Linneman was the reporter for KATU. He was nearby. The whole beach, the production crew, the camera was covered with whale splatter. They had to run once the explosion took place.
That would hurt, probably. Yeah. Some of those pieces are pretty hard.
Well, the big piano, about the size of a coffee table, landed right next to him as he was running. It hit him, knocked him down. He suffered a leg and back injury. The station laid him off pending recovery and never hired him back. And he said, the state was involved in this. My employer was involved in this. I wonder if I have a cause for action. Mm. And so I ask you, Denise Dirks, case.
Do you really want to start with me?
Why not?
She's
you're an Oregonian.
Oregon.
Yeah. No, okay. I'll start.
Oh, no.
Let's start with,
start with her, because you know why I want to start with her? Well, because I'm looking something up that's important.
Because then we can piggyback off of her answer.
Yeah. You were there. Do you remember that or not?
Yeah, I do.
It was iconic,
yeah.
And it gets replayed on Portland television all the time.
Does it really?
Yeah. I mean, it's what.
So the question is, did Paul Linneman sue his employer and the state?
Correct, because it was the state highway engineer that blew it up, and his TV station that sent him out to do the story, and didn't rehire him. Yeah.
Interesting.
You know what? He did.
Okay.
This is a case. He sued him. And he won against the state, but he did not win against his employer.
Not against K2. All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Penny, what say you?
Well, given the fact this happened in Oregon, I am putting my feet up on the table, and I say, those people at KYKN Salem, Oregon, 1430 a.m., and those at KCMD Grants Pass, Oregon, 99.3, and I believe there's one more. And I've been there to Oregon.
That we'd ever plug an affiliate.
That we visited them. And I know I'm missing one other one in Oregon. And I
was it in Medford?
KMED.
There's one
it?
In Medford. I'm sure. What is the?
Is it KMED?
I am not going to forget you in Medford because I've visited you and you're wonderful people out there. But those three, look it up, one of you guys, so we know what which one. Oh, there it is. 1440 a.m. Medford, Oregon. KMED. You're right. We love them. We've had
Amen.
A great opportunity. And I'm saying I'm just struggling to say anything because I know I'm going to lose, but I can't because I'm going to follow Denise. It is a case. He wins. His employer, brings a workers' comp. But he wins against the state because they blew a lot of blubber everywhere.
All right.
It's a blubber lawsuit.
Mr. Kunin, what say you, my friend? Is this a case or is it a no case?
You know, every time I hear this this scenario, because I've seen that video a ton of times.
It's amazing.
I've never seen it.
It reminds me, because everybody is sitting there watching it thinking, oh, great, we did this.
What could
and
go wrong?
And then chaos ensues as pieces of the whale are falling everywhere. And it reminds me of that episode of WKRP in Cincinnati where they're doing the Thanksgiving turkey giveaway.
I thought turkeys could fly. Yes.
Push them out of the helicopter. Oh, look, no shoot yet. Oh, my gosh, it's turkeys. Stall long enough, I'll give my answer when we come back.
All right, we'll be back.
That's how you're going to do it, huh?
855 Law Radio. You want to call in?
All right, to stay tuned, the answer to our case or no case and the exploding whale when we continue here on Radio Law Talk and also streaming on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back. Hold on. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Boys are weird. You're a whiner.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So we're doing case or no case, and it was Todd's turn, but before he does it, I have to do this. We don't have time to set this up, so I'm just going to play it on my mic. I'm going to pull my mic back. Hopefully it's coming. I'm watching the original 1970 news program. And okay, now this is post-blow-up. The thing blows up, and they're talking like everything's great, and all of a sudden this blubber starts landing all around them, and these guys are far away. And I want you to hear what this reporter starts saying after the explosion. Okay, now here we go. Here we go.
Here we go. Stand by for technical adjustment.
Hold on. Here we go.
Turn your phone up there.
Hold on. Turn it up. Hold on. This is important. No, do the Jeopardy one. By the way, RIP Alex Trebek.
The late and great.
Okay.
Alex.
All right. Here we go. Can you hear that? Turn it up, Cal.
Others were falling at our feet. The dunes were rapidly evacuated as spectators escaped both the falling debris and the overwhelming smell.
Keep it up. Turn it up,
one large chunk. Yeah. The passenger compartment literally smashed. Fortunately, no human was hit as badly as the car. However, everyone on the scene was covered with small particles of dead whale. As for the success of the effort, well, the seagulls who were supposed to clean things up were nowhere in sight. Scared away by the explosion or kept away by the smell. That didn't really matter. The remaining chunks were of such a size that no respectable seagull would attempt to tackle anyway. As darkness began to set in, the highway crews were back on the beach burying the remains, including a large piece of the carcass which never left the blast site.
All right, there we go. But it's just so funny to hear that.
You know that Todd hasn't answered yet.
Right? Okay, I know he hasn't, but yeah. I was saying we have to hear what the news reporter was saying in 1970. The blubber flying everywhere. No, what does he say? No reasonable seagull would.
And he said that immediately as the explosion, they began a run for survival because
right,
it was
yes.
a you know difficult situation.
All right, Todd. Sorry.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is
where, write down
this
blubber.
This is where my honor, my sense of honor,
right.
comes
no,
in.
No, he has no
and,
sense of honor, by
because,
the way.
Because I did hear in the news clip that he just played that no human was hurt as badly as the vehicle, and so with that, I would tend to think that no case and whatever.
Were.
But I'm going to go with what my original response was. This is also before Denise might have given me some information. My original response was... It is a case, but he does not recover. And I'm going to stick with that.
Okay.
Original case, but he does not recover.
Well, so we're all going to lose, and Cal's going to get
two. That's fair enough.
Well, unless there's a case.
How many of you say this is a case? That would be all three of you.
Bum, bum, bum.
I'm so sad.
Oh, man. You got us again. Thank you.
They actually moved in behind the berm around the back of the beach. There, he said there was stuff flying all over the place, and the coffee table size was not a figment of my rather vivid imagination. He said one landed right next to him about coffee table size. But he said the only thing we were struck with was really stinky splatter. So
yeah.
We got back to the newsroom, and everybody's going, ew, ew. And this
and the smell lasted
was he
for
actually
days.
Fired?
No. This reporter, who, by the way, had a long career at KATU.
Did on you know him or not?
No, I've talked to him once before. On the right. anniversary of this, they bring him back in. They bring him back in and tell us about this, and he tells the stinky story.
Oh, my gosh.
But that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
The best part... Go ahead.
Case or no case.
The best part about it, Cal, is to listen to it, watch the YouTube, you hear this boom, and all of a sudden, oh, this is...
This sounds like raindrops.
Just splatting everywhere, man. I was like, oh, man.
Now, next hour on Case or No Case, the curious matter of galloping Gertie and the absconded insurance premium. That's coming up next hour right
here. Oh, another 0 point.
Yeah.
I'm yawning.
You got a point today.
I don't know.
No, Cal's got two. He's in the game.
Booyah.
you know, Fred, you were naming off radio stations in
yes,
Oregon.
Yes. Did we miss
and,
one?
And well, you had referenced the one down in Medford.
Oh,
Oregon.
Yes.
Okay.
KMED.
KMED. And folks, Medford, Oregon has a place in my heart because, as you may know, we've talked about this. I do radio play-by-play for Woodbat Baseball League, college baseball, and minor league baseball during the season.
Give us roll something
out. It's
pretend.
Three balls, two strikes, the count to Williamson at the plate. A beach ball flies on the field, and the batter steps out of the batter's box to adjust his batting gloves. The umpire calls time. And, you know, that's the way, you know.
But, you know that I grew up in Medford.
Did you really?
Yes. I was born in Eugene and grew up
People
in
are like,
Oregon.
Why not?
Medford.
Dear, can you turn the radio off?
So the only reason the only reason why I mentioned
yes,
this is to give
it.
A shout-out. Well, I would have until you guys wanted me to do all this.
Oh.
Shout out to the Medford Rogues.
Okay.
Their Woodbat baseball team up there. Great organization.
They're like a triple A, right, or something?
No, it's a Woodbat baseball, collegiate baseball league.
Okay.
And they were in our league when I first started doing it. They switched leagues to the same one that our team switched to. Great folks up there. Great ball club. They really love their baseball, and they do it right up there.
Well,
great,
welcome, folks. We're going to speak out. We're talking about the Astros.
Yes, yes.
So the Astros won the World Series. I thought it was 2017. Let's see who's correct.
It was
2017.
Yeah.
Yes.
2017 World Series. And there's allegations way back that supposedly they were cooking, looking at some of the pitches. They had a center field camera that somehow was seeing the signs from the catcher. And
were cheating. There's no doubt about
that. Okay, I don't know. And then they were shooting them over to the bullpen or whatever.
So what happened was they win it in 17. I think they beat the Dodgers,
right?
Which was sort of sweet because they used to be in the same division before the Astros went from the National League to the American
League. It's actually okay that they beat the Dodgers.
But I know. I'm not crying about that.
Thanks.
But so they win it in 17.
Right.
But
it's 1 minute. That's what's the... Todd's looking at my phone. Is your phone ringing? No.
They win it in 17, but the scandal did not come to light until the end of the 2018 season.
Right.
Banging on the garbage can for a curveball.
That's right. And that's when the Dodgers from 17 were like, you were doing that when you beat us in the World Series. And all you know what broke loose.
Well, here's
that.
The deal. There's a lot of fallout from it. And we're going to talk about the latest lawsuit fallout.
Mm-hmm.
And what is going on with this cheating scandal when we come back. Cal, take us out. Give them the phone number to call us.
Denise has the phone number. It's
855-529-7234.
Operators are standing by, so you don't forget, call before midnight tonight. There's more radio live talk coming right up.
Get
here in just a minute. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solutions Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-DEBT.
USA Radio News.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi predicted the slimmed-down House Democratic majority will nonetheless gain power with Joe Biden in the White House, but so far, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't budging on his refusal to consider Pelosi's massive coronavirus aid bill. Pelosi said Mitch McConnell is going to find out not having Donald Trump in the White House is going to change his leverage. Republicans predict the opposite result. Senate Republican leaders say that they hope House Democrats will moderate their agenda after Republicans flipped 10 of their seats in the election. And President-elect Joe Biden will receive briefings by national security experts next week after he was denied access to daily presidential intelligence briefings by the Trump administration. The delayed transition is viewed by some as being a national security risk. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Stop whining.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Where is he? You've heard of Where's Waldo? Well, we're playing Where's Fred? He should be here in just a second. Denise, we were talking
Where's
about
Fred?
Baseball. Right, we were talking about baseball and various things when we were going into the break here, and we were talking about what was happening with the Astros and their scandal that they had about how the camera out in center field was being played in the clubhouse, and then what would happen was, and you can hear this, you can see YouTube videos and hear this happening, where a guy would be at the plate, right? So a batter is at the plate, and you know you've got the center field camera that they show on TV, right? And you'd see the catcher hold down two fingers. That's supposed to be a curveball. Hold down two fingers, curveball, and then you would hear an audible two thumps, and it was somebody in the Astros dugout that was hitting the plastic Gatorade can or whatever, but loud enough.
The garbage can. I think it was the garbage can, wasn't it? Yeah.
So that the batter, if I heard two, now I know that a curveball's coming. And with really good batters, if you give them a heads up as to what's coming, they know whether to lay off of it. I mean, a lot of folks, they don't want to even swing at a curveball, so they just wait for the fastball to come. And no pitcher that they were facing, in my opinion, was like one of my favorite pitchers, Randy Johnson. I don't know if you've ever seen Randy Johnson pitch. But let me tell you, 6'11", and he, you know, 6'11", there was the very famous, was it John Kruk, batting against him in the All-Star game, and the first pitch that Johnson threw was like behind him, and after that, Krug was like, I'm out of here. I cannot face this guy.
Yeah.
But Randy Johnson could look at you when you were up to bat, and he could tell you what's coming. I'm going to throw the slider, and you would not be able to hit it.
And Don Drysdale was the same way, but Don Drysdale was the same way because if you dug in against him, He would throw it at your head.
Yep. Yep.
You
yep.
want to play some crickets for me?
Yeah. It's like,
come on, he's 6'10", not 6'11".
Oh, sorry. Well, you know, it's like 6'11 with the ball cap on.
There we go. Yeah. Okay, well, what's so Astros?
But so I was just giving him a background as to what was there. So you got the Houston Astros. And so, look, a lot of people in the Astros organization lost their jobs, got suspended, things happened. The manager, A.J. Hinch, was suspended for a year. Now, it turned out that his suspension, the year that he was suspended was 2020, and we only had half a baseball season.
Right.
So he loses his job. Alex Cora, now this is interesting. Cora was on the Astros when they won the World Series in 2017. He then retired and went to the Red Sox as their manager in 2018. When the you-know-what hit the fan on all of this in late 2018 and found out they had been cheating the year before and all that, the Red Sox fired Alex Cora as their manager for the 2020 season. Okay, so he lost his job.
Is that great? Doesn't matter. It's COVID.
Yeah. Now, admittedly, they had lost their jobs before the COVID cancellations came about, but still, you know, they're out. Other folks whose necks were on the chopping block was the general manager, Jeff Lunau, for the Houston Astros. Now, he's the one that has filed the wrongful termination lawsuit, as well as alleging, I think, collusion on the part of Major League Baseball, saying that there was some backroom deal, Look, you fire this guy, and then we'll let you keep your job. We won't make you divest the team or do whatever.
And the ringleader was Tom Koch Weezer, that he said, not him.
And he's saying, look, folks, I didn't know anything about this. Now, there's some email that he CC'd on where the subject line of the email, what was the name of the subject line?
Remember.
It was something about
30 rotten cheaters.
it was called in-game electronic stealing or something like that. And he said, he was CC'd on that. And they're saying, well, see, because you got that email, you should have known. But he said, look, I didn't know about it. And this is his real beef, okay? And I get where he's coming from because he's still unemployed. Those two guys that I talked about that were managers that lost their job, Alex Cora sat out the 2020 season. Red Sox had a different manager. They just hired Alex Cora to be their manager
again.
So he's back with the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. And A.J. Hinch, I think he just hooked up with the Detroit Tigers to be their manager. And so these guys are all getting their jobs back, but this guy's still out.
Yeah, $22 million.
And he says he was innocent of it. Yeah. He was the one that didn't know. So they had worked that back deal, and the result was he got fired, and the team got to stay together.
So a $22 million deal. Now, look, this isn't in this article, and I don't know if you guys know about this, but Major League Baseball.
This is Fox News. When you mention an article, we need to mention
this Fox News article. But Major League Baseball just made history, I believe, yesterday when it comes to general managers. The Miami Marlins hired the first female manager in the history of Major League Baseball.
General manager.
Wow, that's kind of neat.
In Major League Baseball. So the general manager is the one that negotiates and brings in the talent, works with the manager to do this. I mean, they control the purse strings that to pay, to do everything.
Personnel, salary cap, all that.
Right. And look, Theo Epstein, for example, with the Chicago Cubs, he was the one that brought a championship to the Red Sox, who hadn't won one since the early 1900s. And you get a person with a really good eye for talent in there, and they can make or break a team. And the Miami Marlins hired the first female GM.
Well, let's push back to Astros really quick. That's cool. And I'm not downplaying that. But the Astro thing, what's interesting about that is he's claiming he lost $22 million from this and hasn't been, like you said, hired again.
That's right.
And these lawsuits is what, from 2017? He's just now suing. I'm wondering why it's just kind of popping up now. Did we figure out
breach
why?
Breach of contract.
Yeah, but I know it's a 4 year. You got breach of contract, you got 4 years.
You got 4 years, and he did it in three, but he has also the wrongful termination portion of it, which is not.
I'm just curious why now. We didn't bring that up, and we don't know the answer, but why?
Well, I think it's because he discovered that this backside deal had happened.
Then
these other two people who were actually the culprits, the other three people that were actually the culprits, are doing fine, and he's not.
Gotcha.
And he's the only one that got fired that was innocent, is
and
what
he's finding out about this back Well, yeah.
Maybe his lawyer was busy. I mean, yeah, could be. Who knows?
One of the difficult things I think for somebody that's in his specific position with his claim that I was a GM, I got fired, and I haven't been able to find another GM job. I haven't been able to be reemployed. Well, there are only 30 teams in Major League Baseball.
Right.
And it's not like each team hires a new GM at the end of every season. At the end of every season, there are maybe a handful of GM openings.
That's
like
you.
Three, four, five. So it's not like the jobs are plentiful. It's not like me if I worked for a law firm and got fired and argued wrongful termination. And let's say the law firm had 100 employees, 100 attorneys, or there's a plethora of these jobs. You're in a pretty competitive market to begin
yeah,
with.
But if he was the fall guy in
yes.
this, then he's probably not going to be hired.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think he's got a good point if he can show and prove
right.
that he was not involved in this scandal.
And that blacklisted him, basically.
And that's why he brings in Major League Baseball. Because if it was just against the Astros, he'd have a harder time with the being blackballed, blacklisted complaint. But if he brings in Major League Baseball and the commissioner's office, who is a commissioner for all 30 teams, then it gets to be a bit of a, maybe he's trying to prove that sort of collusion.
That's right, because
yeah.
it was the baseball as a the group as a whole was part of the deal.
Yes, right. That's right.
Major
that's
League
right.
Baseball yeah. wasn't just the Astros.
Correct.
Former San Francisco Giants player Mac Williamson
yeah.
sues over a bullpen. I didn't hear about this until I studied this. He actually was a up-and-coming star, was doing very well. It was early in the season. He had hit a number of home runs, and there's only three, maybe four at the time, ballparks that still had the bullpens, I'm going to say, or warm-up pin outside of the walls where you can run and trip over the baseball mound.
Yeah,
right?
most ballparks, the place where the pitchers warm up is behind the outfield fence.
Usually right left field.
Yeah, and that, for example, that's why they call it the bullpen. Do you know why?
Mm-mm.
Because back in the day, the Bull Durham Company always bought the advertising in front of the portion of fence where the pitchers warmed up. So everybody was always coming out through the part of the fence where the Bull Durham Company
right.
was. That's why they called it the bullpen. And
that's
then they thought, well, it's because of a bunch of horses. But we've got a couple of things about Mac Williamson just to mention here. It's made some difficulties I think he's going to have with his lawsuit. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We've got Ghost Ship Fire, that lawsuit coming up, too. We're going to discuss that when we come back. Don't forget, 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in, 855-529-7234.
And don't forget, there's more Radio Law Talk coming up, as Fred just told you in the toss there. Don't go away. There's much more coming up here on your radio station or where we stream on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rule. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop it.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So we're always up to date here at Radio Law Talk, and we introduce things that are popping up. I remember this happened late last night and again this morning, and I want to reiterate this. Again, this is California. Those of you say, who cares? This may be something that's going to start. No doubt this is going to be appealed. But this may be starting in other counties or states. So Governor Newsom is, you know, talking about COVID and you know what he does. There's been issues, and some people are going to argue one way or the other that he's kind of gone too far, and there's been arguments by many on the right, and again, we're trying to stay politically neutral, that say, look, you punish those who don't listen to you, Governor. And so that's what the argument is in the Sutter County or Yuba County area, and Yuba County. And a California State Superior Court just finalized a ruling last night that basically told Gavin Newsom that he abuses authority in changing state law in violation of California Constitution during the COVID-19 pandemic. So the judge, it's a woman, Sarah Heckmans.
She's out of Sutter County.
Yeah, Sutter County. Yeah, Sutter County. Believe it or not, Sutter County is Yuba City.
Yes.
You're right. Let me tell you, with California, it's bizarre. Yuba City is Sutter County, and there's a place called Sutter. It's all mixed up.
And Placerville is El Dorado County.
Yeah, it's all these weird. Placer. And then what Marysville is...
Marysville is Yuba.
Yuba County, even though there's Yuba City.
And it's right next to Yuba City.
Yeah,
they're
twin bizarre.
Cities.
Anyway, but anyway, up in that neck of the woods, and her basically ruling tells Governor that you cannot make decisions about the state law moving forward with this COVID-19 without going through, you know, the proper authority through the state, the assembly, or whatever.
She said, basically, if you want to change state code, use the legislature. You may not add to, augment, deduct, or change actual state law. You just don't have the authority.
And his argument is going to be...
It was emergency.
It's emergency. So that's his argument, it's emergency. But here's what's interesting, is the state, on behalf of the governor, said, okay, we got your ruling, give us time... To, you know, obviously they're going to appeal this, and she said, "Nope." Immediately, is it? It's
and she put into effect, place an injunction,
right,
saying, "You may not do this, Governor."
Yeah, well, and so this is going to be interesting.
So it's going to be a power struggle. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, this is fun to watch.
Close to
now, here is so there have been a lot of actions that the governor has undertaken, and a lot of actions the governors in several states have, and where they do something that sort of suspends or pauses the laws of the land, the laws in that state. And remember, the laws are passed by the legislature, signed by the governor, and they go, and there's a whole process for rulemaking. Now, the interesting thing here is, in this specific case, the executive order that was challenged, that the court ruled against, was Executive Order N-67-20, and what it was amendments to California's election code that changed how ballots are distributed and who can vote and where and by what means. And so one of the things about...
Because it was COVID.
Because it was COVID.
And of course, voting is elections by themselves are under the state...
Under the legislature by the Constitution.
So this order went into effect, was passed, or was issued by Governor Newsom March 4th, 2020, and it specifically says on November 3rd, 2020, these are the laws that are going to be in place as of that. Now, this lawsuit was brought. One of the reasons I think that it may be an issue about why appeal it is with regard to this specific elections code thing, the elections already happened. So to a certain extent, it may be moot about whether or not there's any remedy that can happen because the election's already occurred. However, it may work in the future, depending, and that's why they're going to feel it, to see if a governor can do that in an upcoming election or if these orders that were instituted, would they become permanent or what? So everything's got to go back to the way it was before this order, but not much remedy for the election that just happened. Not that for purposes of the president electing.
No, but the interesting thing
was, that it would have really mattered much with regard to that election because the last Republican to win California was Reagan in 84. So.
Right, but the fascinating thing about this was filed by two members of the assembly who said, Governor, there are separate but equal branches of the government, so we're going to make sure that we maintain our proper role in lawmaking. One of them is named James Gallagher. I've known him, met him several times. He was rather adamant about this. He said, you know, Cal, he said, the governor cannot do this. He's going out and making these changes that change state law, and unless you can establish by virtue of the emergency that what you're doing is directly tied to the emergency, you can't do this. And so he was very, very...
And that was for the mass mailing of mail-in ballots, right?
Exactly.
To everybody, every voter.
And quite frankly, to his point, this order was issued March 4th, 2020. Now, admittedly, what we knew about COVID as of March 4th was relatively new. We didn't even, prior to 2020, we didn't even know about COVID-19. So,
right. So
we're talking maybe 2.5 months of information when this is issued. And I understand crediting Governor Newsom for trying to be protective. I understand that. But I wonder if, to Gallagher's point, look, this came out March 4th. Surely there was time for us to maybe address this through emergency legislation in this legislature between March 4th and, say, April 4th that would still have given enough time to get ballots out there and to do things.
Yeah, for the June election. This is for the June election, right?
No, it was for the November election. In the order that says, whereas on November 3rd, 2020, this is going to be what happens. So to Gallagher's point, look, you did this, but there was still time for the legislature to act. You just bypassed us. And I get that. That's protecting the separation of powers.
Yeah, that's good. So my point.
So did the legislature act?
I don't think that they acted.
There's no need to. They said we were just already in place. What are we going to do, right?
Right.
But of course, remember they're both from the same political party, so they were clearly in support of the governor's action from a political perspective.
Right? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What's interesting though is we bring this up because this may affect you and in your state, in Tennessee or whatever, what are the governor, what's going to happen there? Maybe someone's going to say, Governor, you can't do this for the same reasons they're arguing Gavin Newsom. Now, this is a superior court. A superior court in California, just know, is the lower court, so it can still go to the appellate court and the Supreme Court still.
Yes, and look, for those of you that are looking on an election map and see that California almost always goes, almost always votes Democrat, try to find a map of California that breaks it down by county, because
right.
I think you'll find that the ones that vote blue by county are more towards the coast, the highly
big
populous
cities,
area. Sutter County, where this one came from, is a historically conservative. They vote red most of the time.
Yeah,
and that's
they're part
county.
Of what's
yeah.
called the state of Jefferson,
yeah.
which the state of Jefferson goes into southern Oregon and then northern California. And
well, it's not a state yet. They're trying to get
well, no, yeah. but it's a state of mind.
Yeah. State of mind.
Yeah. Put
yeah.
it that way.
Yeah. A state of rebellion, so to speak, against
yes.
What is seen as a lack of representation is really
right.
what that's
right.
all
yeah.
about. So,
well, we'll
yeah.
move on to debate. We were talking about baseball. Let's finish
we
up
were talking about
baseball.
This Mack Williams. And so, right. so quick rundown. He was starting to really put it all together in, what, 2017, 2018? And
well, he just hit a couple home runs,
yeah.
Third home run season.
I'm familiar with Mack Williams. He's one of those players that was – he'd tear it up. In AAA, and then he'd get promoted to the big ball club and wouldn't do anything. But this year, he was on the opening day roster. Everything was going great
right.
in April for him. He's tracking down a fly ball.
April 24th.
Trips over the bullpen mound, because it's a field bullpen, slams his head into the wall, suffers
wow.
a concussion. And his lawsuit essentially is, I never made it back from that. My numbers didn't come back, and I think you could argue whether or not the numbers would have ever been there. He's having a good year here, but historically he was up and down. But the real strength to his argument, in my opinion, is not this ruined my ball-playing career, because I don't know if he would have made it in the big league or not. It is, I still suffer from the effects of this concussion. I wake up every morning, I got headaches, I'm in a fog. That, I think, is the stronger claim. But the interesting thing about the timing of this claim is this. Before the 2020 season, and again, this is a couple years after this incident, the San Francisco Giants altered the dimensions of their ballpark.
Right.
And they took the bullpen mounds and they put them behind the fence. They don't have field bullpens anymore.
Now,
and after they did that remedial work, the lawsuit was filed.
Well, you can talk to the personal injury lawyer myself.
Yes,
and Williamson also claimed that Peter McGowan, who was one of the deciders of that bullpen design, apologized to him after this occurred.
Well, I want to talk more from my
perspective.
I got a lot to talk about this when we come back on hour number two or hour number three. So 855 Law Radio if you want to call in, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
As Brett said, this hour of the program is ending. We have one more hour to go. We hope you'll stay with us. And if your favorite radio station is not carrying all 3 hours, call them up and ask them why not. Or just tune in to RadioLawTalk.com. Thanks. We'll continue with the show in just a bit.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.